Teviotdale. At least a couple residents are concerned an industrial development proposed in Teviotdale will change their neighborhood for the worse. To be discussed at a public meeting in Minto Council Tuesday evening, Doug Taylor from Frontiers Design Build Inc. has applied to rezone 6739 Wellington Road 109 in Teviotdale from agricultural site specific to rural industrial to facilitate a 12-unit industrial lot with a new municipal road and a stormwater management and future development block. According to a staff report, the subject property is 20.41 acres in size and currently in agricultural production. The proposed lots would range in size from 1 to 2 acres. The proposal provides for the rounding out of Teviotdale with rural industrial and limited commercial uses consistent with the current character of the hamlet, said staff, in the report. A land use compatibility study analyzing noise recommends restricting how many uses are currently permitted in a rural industrial zone that may not be appropriate, given the adjacent residential use. The proposed prohibited uses include a feed mill, seed plant, grain elevator, and restricting outdoor storage on specific lots. Staff also recommended new uses under the zoning, including an automotive accessories shop, commercial recreation use, commercial school or studio, computer programming, printing, a rental outlet, and a veterinary clinic. A traffic impact study submitted alongside the application concluded no left turn lane is warranted and the entrance would operate at an acceptable level, given Wellington County Road 109's estimated volume. Planning comments on the development's compatibility and road design suggest a right-of-way adjacent to a residential property at 6733 WR109 and incorporating fencing and landscaping along the proposed development's property line as a buffer. Staff said consideration should be given to permitting the lot adjacent to County Road 109, Lot 1, to have hamlet commercial zoning given the proximity to the county road and other commercial uses in the area. Two people have registered to attend the public meeting. Written comments have already been submitted from Judy Rock, a neighboring resident with concerns about grand water pollution, bright lights, loss of agricultural land, increased noise and traffic, and the impact on her property value. The public meeting will take place at the Minto Municipal Offices at 5941 Highway 89 on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.